Hi, this is Dennis Byrd, and you are listening to the 5%ers podcast, where we will work together to achieve excellence in life. Lose weight and keep it off, have incredible relationships, and work for meaning and success. Join me on the journey to become our best selves and to lead meaningful and engaging lives. Hi, this is Dennis Byrd, and you're listening to the 5%ers podcast, episode number 58, The Transformative Power of Gratitude. Well, first of all, I'd like to say I am very grateful that you are deciding to spend time with me today. There are so many different places that you could spend your time, so many thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of podcasts, websites, sources of information, books. You know, there's just so many places you can go to find information, and yet you are spending your time with me today, and I'm thankful for that. The reason why is that I'm really looking to share as much wisdom and knowledge I can about having an excellent life as possible. And by no means have I arrived. I'm in process like all of us. Day to day, sometimes life seems to be a struggle. There's days I feel like I'm at the top of my game. There's other days I feel like I'm struggling and I'm way behind. The reason why I decided to talk about this topic of gratitude is that I think it's such a fundamental way to reshape our thinking and eventually our behaviors. If you were to go back one podcast to number 57, there's a great interview with psychologist Joe Bailey. And one of the things that we talked about is slowing down to the speed of life, which is really about transforming our thinking so that we can alleviate the anxiety and the pressures of life that come from either living in the past or living too far in the future and not really enjoying the moment of today. And one of the concepts that we talked about in that podcast is that our thinking creates our reality. So the way that we're thinking about life, the way that we're thinking about others or ourselves, basically creates our reality, because how you think affects how you feel. So if you're thinking negative thoughts, you feel negative, or you feel depressed, or you think anxiously. If you are thinking positively, you're feeling better about yourself. You're feeling better about your environment. You're more optimistic. And thinking also affects how we act. It affects our behavior. So if you think that you're not worthwhile and that you're not lovable, then you act like somebody who's not worthwhile and lovable. So our thinking is such a critical component to our success in life that if we get our thinking straightened out and moving in the right direction, we're going to do so much better in life as a result. Well, there's a transformative power of gratitude, because practicing gratitude gets our thinking moving in the direction that's more helpful. And I know that at times in my life, I'll have these moments of dissatisfaction where I'll be focusing on things that I don't have or that are not working well. It's a little strange, but you know, I go to work every day. And I do really great work with people that are struggling in their careers, and I coach them on how to develop their careers and find work, and I'm doing meaningful work in their lives. And so on one level, if I look at my day job, I'll think, wow, I'm just providing a lot of great help and value to people at a critical moment in their lives. But I go to work every day, and I drive a 2001 Subaru Outback. So this car is 14 years old, but it's in great shape. It runs well. It meets my needs. But I work in a part of my community where I'm surrounded by nicer stuff. You know, I pull in and there's Tesla Model S, you know, sedans that are probably worth $85,000 or $90,000. I'm parking next to BMWs and Mercedes and Jaguars. And I pull up in my little Outback and, you know, it's comfortable, it rides well. And there's days where I start focusing on, geez, like, I just don't have as nice of a car. Or you can look at other people that are better dressed or who have better physiques. it doesn't really matter. You know, live in a better neighborhood, have a bigger house or a nicer house or a fancier yard and better landscaping. And the problem with this type of thinking is that when we focus on what we don't have, I think it just leads to more depression. It leads just to more dissatisfaction with life, maybe even some anxiety. And we start creating a reality that life isn't good because our thinking is leading us to that reality. And what gratitude does is it starts shifting the focus onto what we do have, what is going well, what we can, in a sense, feel great about. In a sense, it's counting our blessings. An example of this is I was coaching a woman about 4 or 5 years ago. So this was at the height of the economic downturn, height of the recession. And she got laid off, and it was a very difficult job market because there were so few jobs available at that time because employers were laying off en masse. There were more people looking for jobs than jobs were available. And a lot of people that I was working with at that point were highly discouraged. And it made sense that they were discouraged. But this woman had just an incredible attitude. Like, she was optimistic. She was proactive. She was focusing on the right things. And she was doing everything within her power to find her next job. And she landed a job, and I wouldn't say it was very quickly because it was a tough economy. It took her a while, but she eventually landed another job. And as she shared the story of how she found her job and some of the best practices that she put in place, she gave it just a great analogy for this idea of gratitude. She said, "One of the things that helped me mentally through this whole process is that every night before I went to bed, I wrote down 7 things that I was grateful for. And then the next morning when I got up, I looked at that list, and that was the first thing I read of the 7 things I was grateful for. And then the next night, I would come up with different things. And night after night, I would try to come up with new things that I was grateful for, and it just put my mindset in the right place. And I realized that although I'm struggling, I have so much to be grateful for." I was talking to an individual just a couple of months ago, and he was really discouraged about his job search and just the fact that he had worked for a great company. He really liked his work. He really liked the coworkers he was working with and really liked the company that he was a part of. And it was really a hardship to get laid off because he wanted to continue his career there. And as he was, in a sense, feeling sorry for himself, all of a sudden, he just kind of snapped out of it, and he said to me, and kind of chuckled as he said, he goes, "Yeah, you know, I guess this really is kind of a first world problem." And I said, "Yep, I think you're about right." And what he was meaning by that is, you know, not everybody has it this well. I mean, even in a state of being laid off his job, he had severance. He had money in the bank. He had a nice house. He had a wife who also had a job that would help alleviate that. And to realize that there's people around the world who are just struggling just to get food day to day or to have adequate shelter day to day. And it's not that there are people that don't struggle in the United States. Obviously, we have millions of people who are struggling day to day. But it's not like they're living in other countries where they really are saddled with economic depression and maybe lack of resources, lack of food, lack of clean water, lack of health care, just on a societal level. So they're really struggling. And what that did for him is it shifted his mood. All of a sudden, he went from feeling bad about life to actually feeling optimistic and hopeful. I saw him transform right before my eyes, and I could see it in his body language, how there was, in a sense, a dimness in his eyes, just a lack of spirit and a lack of enthusiasm. And as he made that shift in his thinking, he had a smile on his face, his eyes lit up, he was sitting up in his chair, he felt more positive about the future. So creating a practice of gratitude is so transformative because it gets our mind off the things that are not working well, that aren't, in a sense, what we would like them to be. And it shows us more about what we do have and the fact that often we're ignoring the evidence of so much that we have in life that really sets us up for success. That even though we struggle, we have resources, or we have friends, or we got family members. We have health. And I know that for me, I started this whole podcast around losing weight and, you know, achieving greater health, and I've transformed the podcast into just in general living an excellent life, and health is part of that, and relationships and work is part of that. And I know that for me, sometimes I get discouraged about the fact that I wish my health were even better. And when I focus on the fact that I would like to maybe lose another 5 or 10 pounds and I start focusing on that, I fail to realize that, man, I've lost like over 70 pounds and I've kept it off for over 10 years. I have run 2 major road races over the last 6 weeks. I ran a 15 miler and a half marathon. And I have the strength and the stamina in just the physical ability to go out and do that. And if I focus and have and grateful for the progress I've made and thankful for all the people who've helped me along the way, all of a sudden, I'm feeling more positive about my future and my ability to hit my goals. So one of the things I would encourage you to think about is if you're struggling in life is to start developing the practice of gratitude, because it is a practice. It's almost a skill that you have to practice day in and day out. And one of the things that you can do very simply is to practice a gratitude journal. You can write things down every day that you're grateful for. If you are a person of spirituality and of faith, I know that one of the things that we do as a family is that before we eat, we try to say a prayer of gratitude, that we're grateful for each other, that we're grateful for the food that we have when so many go without. And that sets us up to, one, be grateful for the people that we're sitting with and grateful for the people that we know and love around the country and around the world. And it also helps us remind us that we, no matter whether the food is plain or simple or fancy, whether it's our favorite meal or not our favorite meal, that we have so much to be grateful for at this meal because so many people go without. There's been some great research around gratitude by Robert Emmons and Michael McCullough, and if you just Google those two names, you'll find their research online. But basically they say people who cultivate a grateful outlook or gratitude, they feel better about their lives as a whole, they experience greater levels of joy and happiness, they feel optimistic about the future, they actually get sick less often, they have more energy, and they make more progress to achieve their goals. If you go back into the archives on dennisbird.org, look for the series I did in optimism and pessimism because they're very related. Pessimists tend to focus on the things that they don't have. Pessimists tend to think about and focus on the things that are not working or the failures they have in life. And optimists tend to focus on things that are working well. They tend to focus on, you know, their successes versus their failures. And practicing gratitude can help us become more optimistic about our lives or about our opportunities. They can help us get more out of life. And I know that when I have days where I say, you know what, I'm grateful for my 14-year-old car. Drives well. It gets me where I need to go. It's paid for. You know, it's easy to maintain. And I can pull up, you know, next to cars that are worth 10 times, 20 times what my car's worth, and I can say, you know what? I'm grateful for what I have. And I'm grateful for my wife. I'm grateful for my children and the fact that we all have health. I'm grateful for the home that I live in, that it's safe and it's dry and it keeps us protected from weather, that it's a home, that it's a place that we feel like we enjoy and we belong. I'm grateful for my family and for my friends who are so supportive of me. I'm grateful for this podcast because even if there are not a lot of people out there listening, it's changing my life to do this podcast because every time I put together one of these episodes, I have to think about, in a sense, you know, what is it that I need to learn? And I've had just a couple of weeks where all of a sudden I realized, wow, Dennis, you're not focusing where you need to. You're focusing on the negative. You're focusing on the things you don't have. And you're getting more dissatisfied with life. And all of a sudden I realized I haven't been practicing gratitude nearly to the extent that I need to. I'm grateful for the things that I'm learning along this process. I'm grateful for the ability to have influence in other people's lives. And I'm grateful for the people, whether they're the authors like Joe Bailey, or they're the people that I watch seminars on YouTube from, the health experts and the psychologists and the wellness experts, or whoever I come across. I'm so grateful for the information that they're giving out there because it's improving my life. My encouragement is to set aside time every day where you take even just a few moments to reflect on what you're grateful for. You can do this in the shower as you're getting ready for work. You can do it on a run or a walk. You can do it over a meal by yourself or with other people. And I think another way that you can transform life is if you are grateful for people, you tell them. And you tell them why you're grateful for them. It will solidify your relationship, and it will just improve life on so many levels. And I think if we get to the end of our lives, one of the things that we don't want to have regrets about is really communicating to the people we love and the people we appreciate about how much they mean to us. So again, we want to think about transforming our thinking so we can transform our lives. And one of the ways that we can do that is to be grateful. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening today, and if you found this podcast helpful, let your friends and family know about it. And if you will, go to iTunes and find the 5%ers podcast and leave a review and let other people know how it's been helpful. If you want to know more about being a 5%er, you can go to my website at dennisbird.org. And remember, folks, when it comes to your health, work hard, do your best, and never give up. Have a great day, everybody.